opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Family Fun just got an upgrade at Carowinds.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is May Day, May 1st, 2017. It is the fifth month of the calendar year, and man, time is already, half the year is pretty much already gone. Just flying by, flying by. So today is May 1st. It is a Monday, and I am so happy to be back on air with you all. Just want to thank you all for affording us some little time off with family. Definitely needed to do that and missed you all while we were off, but it was some really good time that I needed to take. And so I truly, truly do appreciate and miss you all. So just want to start with today's show. Just bear with us. I am currently driving. So it's you know, the show will go on. We will have a great show today. So we're going to get into our usual. But before we do that, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Make sure you go to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you get there, you can go to the far right. You'll see the donation icon that's there. Go ahead and hit it, and it will prompt you as to how you can actually be a part of the Black Talk Radio Network supporting family that will keep this network going and growing the way that it should, especially in the times and in the moments that we will be seeing in the future. You will be quite beneficial, and you will be quite happy that you have a network such as Black Talk Radio Network to assist, to aid, and to galvanize and to bring together you, your family, and our overall community to be able to leverage ourselves appropriately in the future as the economy and the geopolitical situation in the world becomes extremely unstable. You can be stably grounded in Black Talk Radio Network. So just hit that prompt. It will tell you how to give donations, and all donations are greatly appreciated. Regardless of the size, it is you, the listeners, that really, really matter, and we must feed the root as we eat the fruit so that it can continue to grow. So with that being said, you can support the network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community, and BTR Community is a social media network for your overall social media engagement activities, so that you can go to a place where you won't be adversely affected for your overall social media activities, and where you can engage in a more holistic way with a network that had you in mind when creating a social media outlet. It's only $24 a year, and you can do that at BTR Community. It's also on the website of Black Talk Radio Network, or you can just hit the prompt, www.btrcommunity.com, and you can see that $24 a year. Become a member. It's the only place where I post information, because it's the only place that I think, that is necessary for us to really do some of the things that we need to be doing. So you could do that there. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. And that is www.prosperitymint, prosperitymint.com. Just go to prosperitymint.com, and you can definitely engage in some of the precious metals. You can save in precious metals there. Very, very important. But make sure that you email us at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or give us a call at, and you can text me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330. And by doing that, you will be able to save as a lady and a gentleman, or as a king and a queen. Very, very important. And as to some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, very, very, very important. So we could, you could do that with us that way. Okay, so we're going to get into today's show. Just give me a second, everyone. Just getting settled in. And we're going to jump into today's show. Very, very important. Also, just so you know, it's going to be tomorrow, I believe. We're going to have Dr. Intimacy on. Looking forward to that. I don't have all of the details with me, but we're going to have a special guest tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And so we're going to get into, just bear with me here, just still kind of traveling and getting settled in. So we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to jump into what's in the news. And once we do that, we're looking forward to today's show. Okay, so what's in the news? And before we get going there, let me just say, give us a call at any time, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. 866-510-9025. Now, help me out here, because I'm still traveling. And if you would, make sure that you, if you call in, I don't see the board. So make sure you just, you know, if you have a question or comment, just say, excuse me, and we'll see you there. And we'll definitely have you make your question or comment. Very, very important. As you always hear me say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. We should be talking about and strategizing and putting ourselves in a position of advantage together. So let's jump into what's in the news. Today's show, very, very important show. Towards the end, we're going to have some breaking news, and what that is and how important that is. Today's show is current events. The push over the cliff is today's show. That's for today. Today's show topic is current events, the push over the cliff, because we are definitely there in so many different ways. First article I posted, this comes from the Washington Post. Very, very important thing. Congress reaches deal to keep government open through September, and we're definitely going to be talking about that. Next article comes from, this one comes from Reuters. Did I say where the first one from? The first one came from Washington Post. Next one comes from Reuters. South Korea says U.S. reaffirms it will pay the THAAD cost. Trump calls Asian allies. So check out that article that's in South Korea. And as I was learning today, and I found out today, or was hearing today, that the THAAD system is completely up and running. Let me say something about us here at Tando. For me, particularly, I have no insider information or anything such as that. I just and I purposely do that for a lot of reasons, because people that I'm very skeptical of people that have in the mainstream media that so-called have insider information, because that insider information could be propaganda that they're pushing. So I have no interest in it all. I'm just looking at it from some of my own dealings of the past. Has nothing to do with anything that I have any contacts or anything like now. So I'm always skeptical of individuals that say that they have inside sources or things of that nature, because you know, not saying that anything is wrong with that, but that definitely breathes the possibility of everything being wrong with that. So you just have to have a real discerning spirit. But I have no insider information, and if I did have insider information, I wouldn't share it at all as being insider information. I just would just talk about it from a different standpoint. So I have none at all. For me, that's very, very important. It says a lot.
David, can you hear
me? To be more holistic. Yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I just want to comment on what you just said there. And we see this a lot in corporate media, where they say they have inside sources and they're not going to name the sources, or, you know, just like the whole Russian hacking thing. Oh, the CIA said this and the intelligence agency said that. But you didn't see any of the information. You didn't see any of the data, and you don't know none of these people's names. So how do you even know it exists? So, I mean, yeah, sometimes as journalists, you will use an unnamed source to protect their identity. But if you're relying solely on unnamed sources, I'm not trusting it. How I know you just didn't make that person up? Does that person really exist? So I agree with you there. A lot of times when people talk about they have insider information, you should be very skeptical.
And exactly, Scotty, and I'm glad you chimed in on that, because it's very, very important, because, you know, that insider information, it, like we were saying, it could be really good, sincere information, but it also gives the possibility for it not to be. And this is, you know, one of the things is that I always say about the system is never trust it. Always consider it a liar. Always consider it destructive. Always consider it a pariah. And if you do that, you put yourself in a better position to never, ever believe. And so very, very important that, you know, there are some really good people that have inside information. That's fine. But also, that inside information could be because those individuals themselves or the individuals that they're getting from is compromised. Or, come on, there is nothing that's getting out in so many ways that has not already been eared or being monitored. If you have that type of connections on a lot of things, then all of that stuff is being heard. And this is, you know, one of the things that mainstream media tries to play as being credible.
Dave, you know that point, if we're going to talk about unnamed sources in the government, how do you know whether or not that source is credible? I'm going to give you a litmus test.
Right.
If the government prosecutes them as whistleblowers, then you could pretty much believe that that was accurate information. Now, if it's unnamed sources from the government and talking about leaks and stuff and they don't know where it's coming from, be very skeptical of that.
Man, exactly, Scotty, because if it was when people try to leak things, you don't find out what it is that they tried to leak. They seal it, they cover it, they control it. That's absolutely right. The system, and you know, it's so funny. How are you a whistleblower and you're going to the overall, and you should know, if you understand how things work, you would never go to the media, because you would blow your overall, your who you are, because they are work for the overall ones that you're complaining about. So it's, you know, very, very skeptical of insider information. So I just wanted to let you all know from now and in the future, I have no inside source. And one of the things I like to, one of the reasons why I say that, because I don't want any insiders calling me and giving me information about anything at all. It's not necessary. I'm not the one. This show, Tando Radio Show, is not the one that needs your overall information. I would say to you, you would get more traction by going to other places, because for me, it's so important that we have a where we do not trust, because the system has proven itself to be not trustworthy. So it does, every time they move their mouth, you know it's a lie. And it's a lie to subjugate and enslave you even more. So be very, very, very particular. individuals, if you have insider source and things of that nature, please don't contact me. Don't let me know. I'm not interested in it. And, you know, we just prepare from there. So I just wanted to say that because it's just not how I operate or I resonate as a individual. That's not something that I'm interested in. So just wanted to make that. And well said, Scotty, because we really have to be careful. And I say that because of some of the things that's going to start happening now. It's going to be very, very important that you start to be able to discern things, because your overall family, yourself, and our community may really physically depend upon that. And, you know, some of extension of our physical dependency goes into our mental, our spiritual existence as well. So it's very, very important that we start to resonate in a much higher frequency. So thank you, but no thank you. I'm not interested at all. I really won't, you know, cover it. I really won't say anything about it. We'll just continue to do what we've been doing. What I like to do is just look at articles from all over the world, and that's the propaganda that's out there, and just for us to dissect that as it is, and we come up with our own determination as to what it is. So just wanted to put that out there. Okay, so the third article, this one comes from Reuters as well. China leverage rising at alarming pace, central bank official. Shanghai, China. Levels of leverage is rising at an alarming pace, particularly in the financial sector. A senior central bank official said in a commentary amidst the growing concerns by the country's senior leaders over the financial securities. So what is that telling you, ladies and gentlemen? It's telling you that China is dictated. It's been the number one economy for so long, but now it's deciding the overall global direction. And it's been doing that really for quite some time now. So, but it is going to make itself known as that relatively soon, and that is going to be the leverage that's being used, and that says a lot for you and I and everyone else. Very, very important article. So, and the reason why this is so important, because that means that your overall way of standard of living, what you've been used to and what you've been accustomed to, is going to be shaken to it. Its foundations will be shaken, and then it will crumble to no longer be relevant or existing. And those who actually continue to think that to use that process will go down with the Titanic, will go down with the So make sure that you and your family are leveraging yourselves as well. Well, one of the things I always notice about the mainstream media is that they say buzzwords that should be giving you clues as what you should be doing, because it's giving clues to its minions and those that it's protecting. That word, the ones that were relevant there, is leverage, financial sector. You should be leveraging yourself as the Chinese are doing in the financial sector. And if you're not doing that, that means that who is the financial sector leveraging themselves against? The old American dollar hegemony. So if that means that is going out, that is going to be destroyed, that is going to be sacrificed, and all those that try to continue to engage in that are the ones that are going to be sacrificed, because the system itself is not going to be sacrificed. They're going to have a sacrificial lamb, a sacrificial offering of those who practice that. Very, very, very important in my estimations. And so this is how I think it's very important for you to read between the lines and check out the buzzwords, because it's the buzzwords that really, really matter and tell a different story. This is how you can read in between the lines. And, you know, there's many ways to do it. I'm not saying that this is the best way, but I know that it's been quite beneficial to us, and we continue to do it. And see how it is best to position ourselves. So
David,
this tells me that the economy is not going to crash. It's the everyday person's economy that is going to be sacrificed. That is always on the table. And it's just a measure of where you are in history that is going to be repeated. So check out that article. Next article.
Hey, Dave, before you move on to that next article,
yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Let's give a real-world example of paying what you just said. You just said, you know, all of it's propaganda, but you got to dissect it because there's some truth in there. And they're sending messages to the people warning them, you know, about what's coming down the pipe. So real-world example of that would be, how did those people know to short United Airlines, I believe, and American Airlines ahead of 9/11? Because they made out like fat cats.
Scotty, couldn't be exactly, Scotty. That is exactly what happened, and that's what we're talking about here. And Scotty is absolutely right. Now, did they get direct information on different things? Yes. But see, one of the things in how the world works is they may not have known exactly when it was going to happen and everything else, but they got the timing of it right because the overall message was put out. And by that message being put out, they were able to, like Scotty said, short United and short, you know, the airlines and then take out. And now, see, the owner, Silver, that actually owned the World Trade Center, he was given the clue because he was told what their plan was, and he allowed them to, and of course, he didn't have any real choice, but he went along right with it. He allowed them to actually go into the overall elevator shafts of the World Trade Center to put the overall explosive devices in the overall columns to cut it for the demolition to happen so that they would have an implosion. The buildings would implode, demolish themselves, and you have to do that, and that's what he gave access. And then what does he do? They told him, shut up, just take the insurance out, you'll be fine. And what did he do? It just He did just that, and because of that, what happened? He was covered. Pull it. Told him to pull the buildings. So, and we talk about that all the time, and this is the setup for exactly that happening, and Scotty's absolutely right. That's how it happens, and so what are they telling you right now? They're telling you to short the U.S. economy. They're telling you to short the U.S. Western banking system. Are we paying attention to that within our community? It may not be something that's very, very important in our community, but it darn sure better be important to you as Tando Radio Show listeners. Because, you know, what's important, I was just listening to some things. I guess there was some new Atlanta Housewives or something, and that was being pushed, you know, off on, you know, and that's a selective distractor to keep you in a position of disadvantage. So I'm hearing about this and the NFL draft and all this other stuff and the sports, all that stuff is a distractor from to keep you, and most of us buy into that overall sacrifice saying we need an escape. Well, it's amazing. We always talk about we need an escape, but we run right to the system that is tightening our bondage because we're asking them to provide our escape. So they're going to find you escape. Okay, cool. I'm going to give you some momentary comforts that's actually going to keep you leveraged against your own self. It's not really an escape that we want. We just want to have relief. As long as the system, the master system, will just give us some relief. I don't want to be free. I want to be free, but I don't want to be sovereign. Just give me a little freedom and I'll be happy. Freedom. It's like any ownership. It's like ownership. It's a position of disadvantage where any freedom that you have is legislated by the pen of a man in a contract that can actually be forfeited. Your freedom can be seized or repossessed at any time. Very, very important that we start to resonate in a different way, start to think a different way. And I want to say big ups to what's driving today. and just talking to some peeps. Deborah, sorry I missed your phone call, but was just talking to some peeps, and one of the things that in this conversation, the brother said that it's very, very important that we project. If you and this, my man T, big up to my man T. He's talking to my man T. And T said, you know, if a rabbit is peeing on cotton, I want to hear it. And that's so true. So true. And that, and that is very, very important because there's so much going on. We need to have our overall discernment antennas as strong and as clear as possible to be picking up on all of the signals, not only where we are, but everything around us, because this is how things start to position themselves.
You got
to
call,
Dave.
Before
I go any further, let me just say this. I got kind of off track before I got into what's in the news. I didn't mean to do that, get into what's in the news. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to set up when we're going to have the precious metals and the preparedness class, which is going to be $40 a month. And also, well, I'm going to tell you when that date is going to be, and also how you can sign up for the accelerated precious metals class, which is four classes. That's $400. I'm going to give you the dates and when we're going to start that and have that all set up. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Just unwinding now, getting back from just taking care of some things family, friends this Thursday and Friday and this weekend. So give me a little time, and I will just wanted to update you with that. So, just
Dave, you
to
have
say
a
that.
Call.
All right,
from,
so let's jump back into the news. Yeah, guys,
you got a call from Brother
Davis.
Okay,
got a call. Was it Brother Braggs?
No, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, your mic is open.
Okay, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, I can't see the board. Welcome, Brother Davis.
Yeah, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is, my brother.
I just want to add to the content, man, that you talked about the World Trade Center. When they put the insurance policy on that, they had a rider for terrorism to pay double the appraisal value. And a lot of people don't realize it. And with the construction that was done, there were implemented what are called particle beam weaponry. And literally, that's why the thing disintegrated. Nothing like that has ever happened in history. And the reason why was because it was designed for you not to be able to put anything together. That's why the news story came out so quick about those so-called people flying into the World Trade Center. I also wanted to add this. To anybody out there who thinks that we may have an opportunity to avoid a world war or a war on some level, forget it. We are going. The war is their way of resolving their financial crisis in any era of time. Just look back at history. So when Dave says prepare, he means prepare for where you are, how you stand outwardly. Because if you're looking at how other people prepare and you're going to try to compare yourself to that, you may be victimizing yourself more so than helping yourself. I wanted to give you a little insight on that there, because I'm going to tell you something. The clock is ticking. What you don't know is that these world leaders, Trudeau and Trump, they're flying all around the country to other world leaders. This plan is in progress. And that North Korea crap, they have always been the whooping boy when they want to get attention. But that's not really what it's going to be about. So keep your eyes open and your ears. Keep your eyes open and your ears open, because things are changing daily. Oh, by the way, that pipeline that came down from Canada, if that bursts, that is the most toxic oil sludge known to man. So you see, Canada did not want it to go there. They didn't even want it to be run over land in Canada. So what do? They go to the good old sellouts. Because they'll sell their people out. Guess who they're talking about? Listen, brother, I'm going to get back in the back room and listen, man. See you.
Man, brother. Brother Davis, so well said, and I appreciate you so much. And like Davis was saying, so much, Brother Davis was saying, that was very, very important. We have to get ready and position ourselves, because as Brother Davis said, because it was a couple of things I just want to touch on. One, you prepare from where you are, from within your means. And by doing that, that sets you up to be put yourself and your family in a position of advantage. Very, very important. You do what you can do. Don't look outwardly. And that, and Brother Davis reminded me, I was talking to my man T, and T was saying, said to me, Dave, how are we, which T always asked the question to, which he already knows the answer to. That's what I love. Just like my man, like a lot of us already do. It's just, you know, we talk to each other, and this is why it's so important for me to speak with Brother Davis and Brother Davis to speak with me, because we, you know, there's confirmation in a lot of different things that we do. He said, Dave, how will we know when some things are going to be coming? Because this is the reason why you listen to Tando, because you could have been doing something else, and, you know, and it's, you know, on Wednesdays, you listen to Wise Wednesdays. You listen to Tando Radio Show because it resonated with you. You will definitely know. One of the things that you'll know as things start to evolve, you'll start to hear that, you know, I was telling, you know, like you'll hear that New York City has had a blackout. Most other people that have been zombified by the overall hypnotic spells of the system will just think, oh, New York has a power outage, no big deal. But when you find that out, you're going to start to look at how big is this, how long, and then you'll know right away, uh-oh, here it comes. So what are you going to do? That will move you to do what? If there are some last-minute things that you needed to acquire, grocery-wise or otherwise, any other things that's important, you'll move on that while you still can do it at the price points that are better for your overall self to where you could afford it or acquire it in number from a position of advantage. That's why Tando is so important. That's why us coming together here on this network is so, so important. This is why we must support each other through this whole thing. So because of you listening to Tando Radio Show and being part of it with everyone that participates on Tando, it puts you and your family in a position of advantage to where now you see things and you resonate with things much differently. And, you know, another thing Brother Davis talked about with New York, the New York incident. Exactly. The particle beam that was used with the thermite and everything, that whole thing was pulverized in dust. The dust was just falling off of it because it was pulverized. It was actually turned and was possibly could have been thermite. And if you notice anything, as soon as those buildings fell, what's the first thing that they did? Start to clean up and disturb the crime scene, because they used thermite to do what? Destroy as much evidence as they possibly could. That's exactly what they did. Exactly. And to have the most dramatic effect so that we wouldn't be asking, and to make sure that all of the evidence was covered and destroyed, because they didn't want it to be coming down in any way that some of the building would be standing or it would be damaged, really. And then you could start to see that this was all fraudulent. They wanted to be able to get as much leverage off of that as much as they can. Everyone knows it's fraudulent now, but that was appropriate for that time. Because why? That gets you in the war, started the overall destruction of the global economy, the U.S. economy. So very, very, very important. So appreciate Brother Davis so much. Well said. Prepare, and we'll be in a better position. So just wanted to say much love, much respect to Brother and Sister Davis. Appreciate you so much. Okay, next article. This one comes from Reuters. And this one is, White House defends Trump's invitation to the Philippines president to Washington, despite human rights criticisms. And man, I'm going to tell you why, because this overall war, as Brother Davis said, is falling into place. So, so important. Next article. This one comes from Strategic Culture. The North Korean nightmare continues. Check out that article. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Israel and ISIS are allies. Who didn't think that was true? Nobody here. Okay, that's what Israel and ISIS are allies. There, we said it. Check out that article. Very, very telling, as the overall displacement of events and war is going to continue to happen. Next article comes from Russia insider. Millions of televised viewers drinking bleach after Nikki Haley opened her mouth again. That is the UN ambassador, the U.S. UN ambassador. Check out that article. It's very, very telling. And then Russia Insider, State Department finally realizes that Haley needs adult supervision. Shows her shooting a SCAR, a 308. I think it was a 308 SCAR. Nice weaponry. So, but check out that article. Next article. This one from Daily. Oh, no, this is Daily. dailymail.co.uk is a UK publication. Very important. Here it is. Boom in store cars and loans spark fears as the economy slows. What are they telling you here, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to push everybody's debt up so that they can overall collapse the economy and then be able to strategically place themselves and acquire assets. By debt is what is used to steal assets. So check that article out. Next article, very important one from Daily Mail as well. 1% of reported web offenses lead to prosecution. Why? Because the internet is the preferred method of control now. Next article, Puerto Rico bondholders rejects island's restructuring offer. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the U.S. economy completely falling apart. It's pensions, it's savings, it's banking sector, it's confidence, it's overall the world's confidence in the U.S. dollar, which means that the U.S. economy will implode just as it did in the buildings did in New York, and it will come down quickly. Because the overall insurance against it has been leveraged. And as Brother David said, it was a double indemnity on that one. Check out that article. That one came from Bloomberg. Very, very intelligent. Let me set some time on this real quick. This has everything to do with your overall pensions and your overall bank accounts. Very, very important. So let's check it out real quickly from this one, Bloomberg. Go will receive as much as 77 cents on the dollar per the sales tax bonds will get as much as 58 cents on the dollar. Puerto Rico bondholders rejected the governor's debt restructuring proposal days before a May 1st deadline today to craft a deal or face potential waves of creditors' lawsuit. Ladies and gentlemen, that's default. And all of the bonds, and if you know, a lot of the Puerto Rican bonds are actually the companies that have those bonds and participate in Puerto Rico because they had some very strategical investment opportunities in Puerto Rico, and all of that stuff starts to implode. It's going to bring about to where they're going to be able to steal Puerto Rico's natural assets and its infrastructure. Austerity measures will be coming to Puerto Rico, and that will definitely play into where we are now. So check out that article. It's going to be a part of some of the things we're going to talk about today. Very, very important. Next article. This one comes from Wall Street Journal. Hackers ran through holes in the SWIFT network. And SWIFT, ladies and gentlemen, is the Society of Worldwide Interbanking Financial Telecommunications. Basically, you pay the United States for every transaction throughout the world for any transaction by way of the reserve currency petrodollar status, meaning the U.S. was getting paid in enslaving and passing debt to the world to maintain its overall standard of living and quality of life. And that's how they were able to do it, was by the SWIFT system, the Society for Worldwide Interbanking Financial to Telecommunications. So if a country wanted to buy something, they had to go through the SWIFT. If you wanted to send money to some of your friends or family or buy something overseas, it would have to clear SWIFT. This is the system that has been replaced by what the BRIC nations have put together with their Asian Infrastructure Investment Banking, AIIB, and the One Belt, One Road, the New Silk Road, and the different banking organizations in clearing houses that are going to be using where they don't use the U.S. dollars. They allow countries to use their own currency and gain the benefit and cut out the middleman. Whoo, somebody's going to be mad. And this hacking is a very, very important system to this. So it says, James Bond level security at the facility was used to move millions of bank payment orders around the world every day. Visitors to the Swift Credit Operations Center in Culpeper, Virginia, said their car truck, said their car trucks were inspected upon arrival by armed guards who used mirrors to check under the chassis, basically saying that they got all of this high-tech physical security, but they were compromised by hackers. Why? Because they want to implode the overall. This is how the U.S. has been using its overall power to persuade and to bully other countries. They would steal and seize their assets by way of SWIFT. Now, what the U.S. has to do, or what the system wants the U.S. to play the role of, is play the role of aggressor and start to attack other nations so that they all come together and say, you know what, we all have a problem and it's all a mutual. The common denominator is the U.S. Let's all band together and expel them economically and expel them militarily and expel them geopolitically and socially. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the untied states of America. This is the plausible deniability as to why they're going to say the U.S. must go and all of this influence. So check out that article. Very, very important. Very, very important article from the Huffington Post. Canada's largest non-bank mortgage lender is collapsing before our eyes. I actually wanted to cover this so much last week, but I was unable to do it as this thing was unfolding and is still unfolding right now. The largest non-bank lending of mortgages in Canada is in the midst of an unparalleled existential crisis, and some are wondering whether the lender's trouble are the carry in the coal mine for the Canada housing bubble. Home Capital Group shares fell by 65% last Wednesday. On news, the company had secured a $2 billion line of credit to keep it running. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the housing crisis magnified by 1,000 starting to show its face again. And now it may be happening in Canada, but they ain't just Canadian. This system is completely compartmentalized and interconnected. They all rely on each other. This is your bank as well. This is your mortgage holder. This has everything to do with you. And it's just going to be coming from another area. This is a major, major problem Home Capital Group starts to unravel. And this one has so many tentacles. We'll definitely look at that and talk about that today on the show.
Dave, you are so correct to point out that when people hear Canada, don't think this is just going to affect Canada. All you got to do is look back to the 2008 mortgage crisis that affected the global economy, the U.S. Mortgage crisis, which was really mortgage crimes, affected the global economy, not just the economy here in the United States.
So true, Scotty. I love that. I love that. Mortgage crime. That is so, so true, because that's how they do it. And this Canada thing has so many legs, and we're going to talk about some of that today. And I do want to say, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025 as all of this starts to unfold. And we move into this position where we're going to have some very, very apparent disruptions economically among ourselves and among our family members, and definitely within our community. We are the last ones to be prepared, so we are the ones that are so most adversely affected. So check out that article. We will be talking about this here in a second. Next article, Capital Home Group nears collapse as some pile into the sector. Home Capital Group nears collapse as some pile into the sector. This is very, very important. This thing is completely unravel. Former Morgan Stanley veteran is targeting a mortgage-backed security program of up to $1.2 billion or $860 million as Canada opens up its mortgage market to private players. Seemingly unconcerned with the recent collapse of Home Capital Group. And we're going to talk about what's going on at Home Capital Group, some of the things that I know that you need to be knowing and to position yourself for. Very, very, very important. So definitely need to definitely talk about this. And so what I want to do is, before we go any further, I want to just pull up this article from Huffington Post and to give you some whereabout as to where we are and why this is so, so important. And here we go. The largest, and this is Canada's largest non-banking mortgage lender is collapsing before our eyes. That basically was a mortgage company, okay, known as a non-bank. But see, it's that word non-bank is deceiving because they deal directly with banks as well. And the cross-pollination is great. So here we go. The largest non-bank lender of mortgages in Canada is in the midst of an unparalleled existential crisis. Now let me stop right there, really quickly. Why is that so important? It's the largest. So that means if they are in crisis, all of the smaller ones around them are in crisis as well. Or they're going to start to try to eat each other. Now it's a fight to maintain survivability, economic survival, and they are going to be brutal in this fight. It goes on to say, and some are wondering whether the lender's troubles are the canary in the coal mine for a Canadian housing bubble. Home Capital Group shares fell by 65% on Wednesday. On the news, the company has secured $2 billion in line of credit to keep it running. The very fact it needed such a loan appeared to spook investors. Now, why is that so important? Just imagine if you heard that somebody needed rescue money to pay their bills, and they owed you money. You would be mad. You would say, hey, give me my money right now. That emergency money that you're getting, give it to me. Give me mine. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because what we're about to see is going to be unparalleled to what we've seen in the past. Because we weren't around, but we're going to see it in a much different way. Article continues. The same day, credit rating agency downgraded Home Capital's debt to B from BB, from 3Bs low, saying that $2 billion in loans is too expensive for Home Capital to handle. Here we go with bailouts and bail-ins again, ladies and gentlemen. The largest non-banking mortgage lender in Canada. Canada can't let that go down. Canada was one of the first ones to institute the new bail-in policies, to where they take from your savings account, your checking account, or whatever it is that you have to give to make the bank solvent. And not only that, this goes into, it doesn't matter if it's a bank or not a bank. They will take what you have to make them solvent and then unwind it from there, meaning they're going to steal everything that you have. Goes on. As shares, investors are heading for the exits. The company has lost nearly $600 million in deposits in a recent week. The Financial Post reported its shares saw some bounce back on Thursday tradings at $6.82, up 14 cents from the previous day's close. And all of that can be manipulated, and it won't really be true. What they were trying to do is they were trying to save off a banking run, or to have the banking run unwind the way they want it to unwind. But the company's stock's price is down more than 78 cents since the start of the day. Begin with the mortgage fraud. Home Capital's public troubles began in 2015 when the company announced it had severed ties with 43 mortgage brokers who had allegedly falsified information on mortgage applications. And let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they've been doing that all over again. The company's later estimate that some 10% of value of the loans on its books were linked to brokers accused of false information, meaning they were cooking their books. But the investigation led by Home Capital into hot water. But the investigators led Home Capital into hot water. The Ontario Security Commission earlier this month accused the company of lending or issuing material misleading statements about its investigations into the alleged mortgage fraud. The company's chief financial advisor, Robert Morton, very important to know this, and I'm going to talk about this in a second, was removed from his position following the OCS allegations, and the company's founder, Gerald, will be stepping down from its board. And that's the one. Gerald is very, very important. I'm going to tell you why. Will it affect the whole market, the whole mortgage market? But more worry about the chatter among the market observers, some of whom are wondering whether this might be a sign of bigger problems in Canada's overheating housing market. It's not just Canada's housing market that's overheated. LA's housing market is overheated. California's housing market is overheated. And if California's housing market and Texas' housing market is overheated, the whole country's housing market is overheated. So, yes, they both are. It goes on to say, some bloggers declared that this was the first sign that the Canadian housing bubble is about to pop. It doesn't take a lot to topple a house of cards. Former member of the Parliament tuned house market blogger Turner. Or is this a case of a nation of topsy housing floating on a foundation of debt? Maybe it's just another week of excess borrowing and undisciplined spending, or perhaps it is the moment of capitulation over the cliff. And I would say that's exactly what it is. That's what I said today's show is over the cliff. So let me see how much we got here before we go to. Okay. So let me end this up, because what I want to do, Scott, if you could do me a favor, when we go to commercial break, if you could give me like 2 or 3 minutes just to resettle, give me 2 or 3 minutes in the break, I would greatly appreciate it so we can come back and do the rest of the show. So what I want to say is that here is the first sign that everything is now starting to unravel to where you will be able to see it. This is what's so important. The overall fraud from from Home Capital, where Home Capital's chairman actually was going to try to get bailout from another company that he was on the board from, and that is, and I don't know how Canada allowed that to happen, because that is a conflict of interest. And so what did he do? He stepped down, but they still got the cash. Here's what's happening with this. All of the investors were selling. There's a run on the banks. Everybody is trying to get out of that position. But it's not only just that mortgage company that they're trying to get out of. Now they're trying to, the cross-pollination is crossing over to other companies in Canada. Everybody is going to be massively selling. And this is the thing. You can't sell unless there's a buyer. Who do you think is going to be buying all of the shareholders getting out of the way, because they know that this company is already insolvent? And this is the thing. This is the leading non-banking mortgage company. That means that whole industry is now insolvent. The banks as well.
So Dave, let me answer your question.
To what? Run to protect themselves. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To answer your question, but yeah, just let me know when you're ready. After we go to break, I'll play the theme show music from my brother Sincere Nakwari. But to answer your question, you said, who's going to be buying? Well, those people who don't believe that the stock market is a gamble are the ones that's going to be holding the bag.
Man, Scotty, and I know I sent Scotty a YouTube video that someone had did, and they were talking, and I didn't catch the whole thing, but yes, those that have been, this is why the stock market has been going up, so that it will give false confidence and it will be the bait and a switch or the trap. This is the deer feeders. For those of you that are deer hunters, you know what I mean. This is the food that they're laying the traps for those that want to have easy access. And they're going to, I mean, easy food, easy earnings, easy, easy, easy. They're setting the trap. This is why the stock market is in, so that people are starting to say, oh, man, I need to get in it. That's because when you get in it, that allows them, you to buy, and that allows them to get out. They don't tell you of the massive selling that's going on in the market. They're just saying it's going up, 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 up. And by time it is for you to move, you won't be able to move fast enough, because they'll freeze the market where you won't be able to sell your position. And this is where you're going to get smacked. The dice are loaded. So listen, everyone, give me a go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me like three to four minutes. I'll let you know when I get back. I won't take that long, but let me just do a couple of things here. So you listen to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Anytime you want to get in, we're going to talk about this very, very important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. Slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro.
We're slicing cake.
not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.
I'm back, Scotty. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I am not on the board, so I won't be able to see. I'm currently driving. So if you would, make sure if you're going to call in, just say excuse me so we'll know that you're there. And we'll definitely take your calls or comments. If you'd like to give call into the show, we'd love to hear from you. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. I'm not on the board, so I won't be able to see. So definitely want to talk to you. So we're talking about what's going on. Today's show is Over the Cliff, current events with Over the Cliff. Now, which we were talking about what was happening in Canada and why this is so important. And this is what they're not telling you about here and not getting you prepared for, because as Scotty has said, you know, I asked the question, who is going to be buying what they're selling? They are going to want everyone in the stock market to buy, and then that's not going to be enough. And then what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, banks are going to start to say, hey, I'm not going to be held and holding this, so I need to clear my debt and to position myself, because if this company is getting bailed out, that means that they're going to get leverage over me that I don't have, and that is going to hurt my mind to where they've got leverage because they've been bailed out. So they're going to be in a better strategical position than me. So they need to have a complete collapse, and just the last company standing will be the ones that will control the whole market, and that's what they want to do. So this is going to, in my opinion, this is going to spread into the normal banking sectors, and is going to spread throughout the whole mortgage, and is going to spread into the overall credit market, because now is about survivability. They are going to start to eat each other. And this is where blood will be in the water, and it is going to be a very, 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 it's going to spur on an economic crisis. An economic crisis at this level brings in war and brings in totalitarian measures by the overall government, and that's what we're going to start to see here. So this is, in my opinion, is more than just the canary in the coal mine, ladies and gentlemen. This is the full-blown where you're going to start to see the trade wars within the overall and the strategic positioning of the overall companies, which think that they are actually in corporations, which think a lot of their minions don't know this whole how big everything is. They just want to be a part of it and do what they're told so that they can eat, and they will do just that. And they will implode and destroy your overall, everything that you save for, everything that you work for, and your complete economic position so that they will be taken care of. And believe me, they've already got this whole thing strategized, and you need to be strategizing against this as well. One of the things that the rest of the world is actually running to assets, why aren't you? You have to run the assets. You have to run into assets that mean something. You cannot allow yourselves to be dependent upon cream, cash rules everything around me, because that ruler is going to say that it's going to actually have you as the sacrifice for their overall ruling. And why would we do that? So if the rest of the countries are positioning themselves in assets, why wouldn't you do that? Why aren't you doing that? Who is going to win that overall situation? One of the things that I think is very, very important, and I can't stress this enough, before you even think about having any form of sovereignty, you must first have economic development. You have to reestablish yourself before you even consider having any form of sovereignty, because economic development brings the sovereignty that you really do want. And what does that mean? Before you get a $1 million house, before you get a $100,000 car, before you get Jordan, before you get that, this in consumer goods, you better have already established an economic. You have to have economic development of your overall sustainability before you do something like that. That is something that you do after economic development has been achieved, successfully achieved. But what this whole situation has taught us is that getting those things means that you are economically developed. No, it means that you are in the debt and you are in a position of disadvantage. So at any time, those that put you in debt can seize your energy and your children's energy. So important. So this is what we need to be talking about. These are the things that we need to be preparing for. This is the position of advantage that we need to be ensuring among ourselves. And if not, we are in major, major trouble, because you will default on a debt that you can't pay. And that default will mean that they will steal all of your energy by way of imprisoning, by way of making you work without pay, and stealing your overall energy so that you won't have any form of a physical existence outside of their system. And they will actually say that you have defaulted on your freedom, and it's the same freedom that they've given you. So this is very, very important. Now, how does this affect us all here? This is the continuous. The first article that we posted was that the U.S. was going to wait until September. They funded the government until September with the overall debt ceiling. They moved it back to December. Well, remember, they did this. They moved it back a year before, 2 years. Excuse me. They moved it back 2 years one time, then they moved it back a year. Now they're moving it back a couple of months. I sincerely think that we will have a major, major economic crisis between now and September that you need to be in a position for. Notice they're giving you shorter and shorter time. Shorter, hopefully you are positioning yourself. This has everything to do. They didn't just come up with this debt ceiling until December randomly. They know exactly what it means and why. Because I think that there's going to be major economic displacement here. Many people are going to go into default because the overall institutions that many people rely on as upholding their standard of living, their quality of life, are going to have the rug pulled out of them. And what are they going to do? They're going to say, oh, no, we're going to stay in existence. We're going to steal this from the everyday person. And they're going to do this by bail-ins and bail-outs. Very, very, very important. So if you have any questions or comments, now would be the time to jump in. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you're in BTR community, everyone here listening to Tando Radio Show should be a BTR member for only $24 a month, so you can see this article yourself and read it for yourself and discern it for yourself and appropriate. Don't take my word for it. You need to be this, because when I read certain things that has relevance for me and my situation, my family situation, and the community that I'm in situation, so I make decisions off of that. You need to be vetting, and you need to be resonating with this type of stuff as to what you should be doing.
Hey, Dave.
People ask. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry,
Josh,
to interrupt. One correction: it's not 24 a month; it's 24 a year. And just want to give a shout out.
24 years.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the new members who just recently joined. I added them yesterday after they sent their money orders. So that's just $24 a year. But going back to something you was talking about, debt, you know, people buying $100,000 cars, $1 million homes and stuff like that. And, you know, just really going into debt. And I was just reading this article over the weekend about all of the multimillionaire athletes who went broke doing that type of stuff. And any of them, once they default on those loans and accumulate that debt, if they die, isn't it true that that debt will be passed on to their children if they have any?
Oh, man, Scotty, we got to have a show on, because what they're going to be doing in the future as far as debt, you will be inheriting the debt of, you didn't even create the debt. You didn't even sign the debt. You didn't even default. But your family's debt will actually be attached to you. Man, it's so much. We're going to do a show on that. And I don't, yes, that is what's in the works. That's what's coming. So this is going to happen. Because even if you think about it, right now, every person that's born is living under the debt created by someone other than them. Because this is what happens. See, most people don't realize when you have cash and you live by cash and you live by their system of currency, you're in debt that you can never get out of because it's a debt instrument, and you're passing that down to your children. Yes, this has been the practice. We have been inheriting other people's debt by way of taxation, by way of inflation, by way of confidence in the dollar being lost. That means that debt burden is on you. And there's so many ways that plays out. And it's only going to be growing to where it's going to be more direct. Yes, yes, yes. And the thing is that most people don't know. They think just because they have $1 million in cash or they paid off their debt with their cash that they're out of debt. No. If you don't have any real intrinsical assets, you are in debt. You are totally in debt. And this is what we need to break. This is why the precious metals and the preparedness class is so important that you engage in that. So, so true. And this is going to be the norm that we're going to start to see coming in the future. And it's going to be much, much bigger. They're going to open up debtors' prisons. They're going to change all of that stuff. This is why man's law is used to condemn you. And that letter of the law is going to be condemning people on a much different level. And it's going to, they won't care who you are. And this is going to be because of the displacement of the new asset system will require those assets to be seized, because that is going to be payment and redemption for what was defaulted on.
You have a call,
David. We got to talk about this. Very, very important. Go ahead, Scotty.
You have a call. I can't see the caller's number, but you have unmuted yourself. Your mic is live if you want to go ahead and chime in.
Hey, Brother Davis. Brother Davis again. I just wanted to add this comment. All debt is based on deception. You have to understand the dynamics that we're dealing with. And the sad part about it is people carry debt as a burden mentally. First thing you got to do to really rid yourself of debt is break the chain of debt on your mind before you can really open yourself to solution. Because I'm going to tell you something. The system is designed to keep you in debt, but the system is not beyond collapsibility. And these are some of the things that come into play where you talk about going into things like war. See, war is the most devastating and destructive behavior of man. Literally, it takes away from the true spirit of humanity. Humanity is designed for you to live life and enjoy it to its fullest. This is in total reverse. So you're going to see some things that you are never going to be able to wrap your mind around, but they're going to work for the favor of humanity in many cases, but you still have to put yourself in a position so that you can survive. And this is the most important aspect of what we do here at Dazzle Radio. I just wanted to add that one.
So true. Well said, Brother Davis, and that is so true. Debt is the deception to get you to surrender your energy. And what Brother Davis is saying, that one of the first things that you have to do, and probably the most important thing, is to get out of mental debt so that you can strategize and so that you can position yourself with solutions that are sustainable. That is so true. And this is why so many people, how many relationships are broken up because of debt? How much mental anguish, how much stress is because of debt? Because that's the intention of it. And that chain has to be broken. That has to, because that tendency. And then once you're able to really put debt in its position, as first you have to know what debt is and how it's used so that you can free yourself from it. And Brother Davis is absolutely right. It's the mental that you have to do before the physical. Because once you do it mentally, it becomes very easy for you to momentumize that physically. It doesn't matter if you get out of physical debt if you're in mental enslavement, because then you will find yourself captive once again. So important. Well said, as always, Brother Davis, and critical for us to know. This is why Wise Wednesday, this is why you all are so important. So just to clarify, as Scotty said, I made a mistake, I misspoke. It's $24 a year for to be a part of BTR community. Make sure you do that so that you can see these articles for yourself and have some things that you can have as discussion for your family. These are the things for your close family members that you should be discussing and strategizing for right now. Because I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, the thing that's going to get you through this is what you do and what is going to be augmented by what other people and people that you love and trust are doing. This won't be something that is going to be easy for you to navigate by yourself. It may virtually be almost not impossible, but the overall obstacles that you are going to be facing are going to be very difficult to overcome by yourself. You are going to need yourself first, your family, and your community to leverage and come together and to solutionize the problems that we have so that you will be able to become sovereign and self-determining and truly, truly living out the way the great, great creator has intended you to live within your birthright. Your birthrights are in abundance and prosperity. And it's not in any man's cash or any man's financial system. Because once you realize that, then after you are able to do that, then you can strategize and that overall momentum can be cast throughout the world to where humanity says enough is enough of this overall manipulation and this overall entanglement of debt and enslavement by other men, by their will, or mankind's by its will. The will of the few subverting the many. Very, very important. So definitely, we'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call. And what I want to do right now is to continue with, this is what's going on in Canada is definitely going to spread here, and all of the signs are there, and it's all falling apart, and it doesn't look that way. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you wait for it to actually show up on you, you are put yourself in a position to where you will not be able to leverage yourself accordingly, because you're going to be competing against everybody else that is been ignoring it. Let me tell it my opinion. You're going to be competing against the zombies. You will be in that overall zombie walk with everybody else, trying to search and find solutions that you could have already had in place. And I just want you to be able to do that now before it becomes even more difficult. Regardless of where you are economically, you can still actually position yourself. You start with the basics of food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That's where we start. So please, everyone, this is something that I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm looking at the signs now, and it's much closer today than it was yesterday. And it won't be long now because of how this is unraveling. All of the variables and all of the plausible deniability for the collapse is in place, because that's what the system needs, and that's what the system is going to produce, because that's the system's will. They are willing this to happen. And in my opinion, they're going to get just that. Oh, I missed my turn. All right, I'm good. Had to go an alternate route. Okay, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, just before we get out of here, we're getting ready to go to another commercial break in about 10 minutes. In the last segment of the show, we'd love to hear from you all about what you're doing, what you think about this. And this is very important that we start to talk to our close family members to get them prepared. And as I was talking to my man T earlier, the thing is that you just continue to prepare. And when things start to get, you'll know when things are getting bad before other people will. You will know. There are definite things that you should be doing and cultivating. That overall relationship should be, you should be cultivating that relationship with family members and close people that you know. Very, very important. But now I would say, be careful of strangers. Be careful of new individuals. Right now, I don't think that that's really, really a problem because most people are ill-prepared or unaware of what's going on. But this may be a strategical time where you may want to be able to make alliances that you will be able to appropriately leverage right now, family-wise and community-wise. But once the overall proverbial stuff hits the fan, be too late. It'll be too late. And I don't want you to be in that position. So do what you can do today so that you can leverage it tomorrow to your position. Let me tell you why that's so important. What the system is doing is that they are going to cause the collapse so that they can steal assets and acquire assets for nothing at all. But nothing at all. This is why you have a debt-based economy collapse to go into an asset base, because the people that were in debt lose all of their assets. And the asset that's the most sought after is your energy. They want you to work for them for nothing. It's the subjugation and enslavement. Very, very important. So there's another article. And I don't know, Scotty, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. There's another article, the last article that I didn't talk about.
I'm here, Dave.
Today. Okay. Scotty, would you just, because I can't see it because I'm driving, the last article that I posted in our news is from CNBC about Donald Trump is actively thinking about breaking up the big banks and invoking Glass-Steagall.
Yeah, I'll find it, Dave, but I don't believe nothing to come out that man's mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I don't either.
Okay,
at all.
Let me
That's
find
the
system.
It. But here's what's happening with that. Scotty, you can see it on my, on BTR.
I found
on,
it. I found
the
it.
The postings.
I found it from CNBC. Says that
CNBC.
Yeah, CNBC is coming up now. Trump says he's actively considering breaking up big banks. President Donald Trump is considering breaking up the nation's biggest banks, a vow he had made during the presidential campaign, then seemed to be put on the back burner. In an interview Monday with Bloomberg News, Trump said he is looking at that right now. Major averages slipped as the news broke, then rebounded while government bond yields hit their highs of the day. Bank stocks rallied with investors taking a win-win view. Breaking up the big banks will open business opportunities.
The president is renewing his vow to break up the nation's biggest
banks. Let's listen
banks.
To this video.
In an interview with Bloomberg News on Monday, Donald Trump said it's something he's looking at right now. Major averages slipped as the news broke, but they've since rebounded and bank stocks have rallied. An analyst at Rafferty Capital Markets says the rally has to do with the theory that the sum of the parts is worth considerably more than the whole. Large Wall Street firms would be worth more as separate entities than they are combined. On the flip side, breaking up those big banks would also open business opportunities for smaller institutions. Trump's renewed promise to break up big banks came the same day he met with leaders of the Independent Community Bankers Association, an advocacy group for small and mid-market institutions. The bottom line, Trump says he's considering breaking up.
All right, that was it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let me tell you, thank you, Scotty, so much. Let me tell you why this is so important. I don't, for those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show, one of the things that I said a while ago, I said, you'll know that we're really close to the overall economic collapse when they say that they are going to reinvoke Glass-Steagall. Here's why. And Glass-Steagall was actually nullified multiple times, but it was the Clinton celebrity figurehead. Bill Clinton was the one that killed it during his term as the celebrity CEO, president of the Corporation of the United States. This is the importance of that. That means this, because what you're seeing in Canada is going to go into the bank. There is no difference between banking and investment banking and all of the funds. So you could have, let's say, an investment portion, banking sector of a bank, and now that investment portion of the bank is going to be tied into the depositors portion of the bank, meaning this. When they go into the market and they gamble and they lose, they take the winnings from their losses. You heard what I said? The winnings from their losses, because they never lose. And the losses that they incur, they give to you. Meaning this. Now an investment, you open up a checking or savings account at a bank. You are no longer a depositor. That bank is actually engaging in investments. So all principal is subject to loss in every investment, meaning your deposit in your bank account is now subject to the overall corporate gambling. You didn't know that you were in the stock market by credit default swaps by the banks once you opened up your checking and savings account. And once you gave them that, you became an investor. They don't have to give that back to you. So here's what that means. That means that they know that the overall market is going to collapse, and they need to say, here's the solution to that. No longer are we going to allow the banks to steal your cash, because they're going to steal your cash first, make you completely take everything, and then say, oh, we got the solution for it, and here's the solution. Now follow us to your demise again. Here's what's going to happen. They need... In order to bring back Glass-Steagall, you have to have investment collapse globally. You have to have a global divestment. You have to have a global monetary collapse. Then the whole world will be begging for Glass-Steagall. So this is telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is heads up, that we are extremely close to the overall demise by way of investment. And where is it going to be coming out of? Credit, real estate, derivatives. And there is no amount of cash that they can print to solve that one. They can't create the debt instruments, leverage against the debt that they have, the outstanding debt that they have that's in service right now. And when they default on it, one of the things about the creative financing that these major institutions get is that their default actually is far worse. Their overall interest that they have to pay if they go in default is far worse than the interest that they had on their overall original loan agreement or their overall debt servicing. Meaning this, it's just like if you default on your credit card interest may be at one side, but when you default, meaning that you couldn't pay it, now they invoke even more interest on that and say, you can't default on this. This is what you're going to have to repay. And guess what that is, ladies and gentlemen? They're not talking about cash, that overall interest rate and that. That's talking about your physical labor energy that the banks will be sacrificing you on. This is huge. So this Glass-Steagall that they're going to be bringing back, Glass-Steagall prevents you from commingling investment banking with rather regular banking. And why is that so important? Because they know the investment is going to break up. See, Glass-Steagall means that the bank cannot go into the overall market and use your cash or be or their division be involved in investment. They can only just be a bank. working off of paying you an interest rate off of the loans that they write. You ever notice why now they don't pay you any interest rate? Because you're an investor. Because you're an investor, because you don't have any deposits, you don't have any traditional banking. This is the trick that they pull. This is why you have to become your own financial institution.
Dave, I have a question.
We got a caller in queue. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Before we go to break, so that means if, just so I understand you, because I'm kind of confused right now. If Glass-Steagall is reinstated, which I doubt, okay, because if it was going to be reinstated, they should have did that after the 2008 financial collapse. But if that was to happen, that would mean that Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and some of the other banks would no longer be able to invest in private prisons?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, Scotty, my man. And now, if they do it, is not attached to its people that bank there, the everyday person that banks there. It's only attached to that overall investment group. You know, like Wells Fargo had, or those banks have their own investment opportunities.
Investment houses.
That can only be done.
Yeah, investment houses. When we come back from the break, we got a call. I can't see the number. I believe it might be Jerry, but I'm not sure. But let's go ahead and take the break.
Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from L.A. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And we are talking about some of the things that are going on in the overall financial world that you need to be made aware of and to protect yourself and your family from and protect yourself. Very, very important. So, just before we went to the break, Scotty was talking, so I wanted to get back to Scotty about...
After you do, Dave, remember, you got a call from Tennessee.
Okay. So Scotty was asking the question, does that mean that, if you understand this right, yes. What you were saying is absolutely right, Scotty. What happens is that when the banks invest in the private prisons and everything else, their overall, because you have a account at that overall bank, your overall account won't be supporting or funding that overall investment. But you know, and I know that would be a lie. They still would be doing it that way, but they won't be able to legally do it. So what does that mean? That means that they would have to, Wells Fargo would have to get out of what? Being able to invest in anything. If they want to be a bank, they can only be a bank and open up Bank of America. If it wants to be a bank, that's the only business that it could be doing at the time. The only thing that they could be engaging in is banking, where you open up a checking account, a savings. You may have some different things, but you won't be able to have any form of investment. You will not be able to have an investment, commingling investment with that. So that's what in protect. So then, now what does that mean? The only thing that you would actually get paid interest on the loans that they actually service with their other customers or other people, and then they would have to pay you that interest. See how they tricked everybody now? Why they don't pay you? You actually have. Is actually a ZERP, zero interest rate policy, where they don't pay you anything at all. anything at all, because they are losing, or they're saying that they're losing in the market. And see, this is why they said they're going to break up the big banks. Break them up from what? Being able to be as big as they are and engaging in what they're engaging in, because that's why they're as big, so-called as they are. But here's what I say. Why in the world would you go back to a new promise when they defaulted on all the former promises? Why would you go back to that promisor? That person, those promissory notes that they write are all lies. They're cash, lies. Their currency, lies. Their promise to redeem. And this is the thing about what we talked about here. That means that before they can get back to Glass-Steagall, which is a solution, they have to first have a major crisis to make you be begging for the solution. And this is what is going to happen here. So very, very important that you become your own financial institution, that you make the promise to yourself. This is why your own economic development is more important than what has been perceived to be, because we're about to see why it's so important. I'm going to tell you, the wise heeds good instruction while the fool learns from experience. This is one experience that I want to try to minimize as much as possible. And we should all be thinking that same way and wanting that same thing. Very, very, very important. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Can I be heard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up, Jerry?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty, all of the callers? I'm a little bit late, man. I had to cut my son's hair, so I done missed the entire show. But I came on and I heard that y'all was talking about finance. And that was particularly that raised my antennas, because we have seen that with this administration, with all of this groveling, because that's what I call it, because that's what he's doing. You know, he's sucking up to all of these world leaders, regardless of if we have an issue with them or not. I think he's trying to make it at least through three quarters of the way through his presidency before anything happens, because every time something happens with another leader, he apologizes, he sucks up, and try to move on without any conflict. So that's something that I noticed. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but anytime there's an issue, he does that. Mm-hmm. It never gets resolved. But so I wanted to ask you about that. Do that mean that, I mean, we all need to be getting prepared right now and for whatever time we have left, but I wanted to ask you about that specific sequence of events, as far as like what he says, and then when he gets into close quarters with these particular leaders of other nations, how he responds afterwards. Another thing is that I wanted to get not necessarily your interpretation, but I wanted to get Scotty's interpretation of this whole Civil War thing that Donald Trump came up with today. I definitely wanted to hear what Scotty had to say about that, because it was absolutely wrong from the context of the question that was asked from him. But just the fact that he brought that to the table, I wanted to know what Scotty had to say. And the last thing that I wanted, well, not that I wanted, but the question that I had is that if we do have this small allotted amount of time to keep on building, what would be the best thing for people who have minimum amount of money? And I know I ask this question all the time, but I'm going to keep on asking it for everybody who's listening who haven't caught it the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time. I'm going to keep on asking that. What is the small amount of silver or gold that we need to have in order to be ready for this calamity. That's what I'm going to call it, this calamity that we're getting ready to encounter. With that being said, I'm going to put myself on mute, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, brother. Great, great question as always. Jerry, appreciate you so, so much. And I think it's very, very important. And so let me, let me figure out what we got to do here. First of all, let me, Scotty, I don't know if you got to, because hopefully Scotty was there. Jerry, let me see if Scotty, are you still there? Because I know sometimes
yes.
Scotty has to jump back and forth on things.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear Jerry's question about the Civil War that he wanted you to address?
Yes. Now, I did not question or watch the interview in which he gave that stupid answer of, you know, talking about Andrew Jackson. If he'd have been around, he would have prevented the Civil War. Now, there's a little bit of truth to that. A little bit of truth, and what I mean is that South Carolina, prior to the Civil War, I forget the exact date, but I have been reading up on Andrew Jackson because of when, and we talked about it on Tando, I believe, when he went to Tennessee to lay the wreath, you know, at mm-hmm. Andrew Jackson's grave during his 100th. Or whatever year it was, his birthday celebration. That's why I had asked Jerry if he had gotten some of that birthday cake for Andrew Jackson that day.
Mm-hmm. I got some of that birthday cake, right.
Yeah. And so, but Andrew Jackson lied about being from South Carolina. He's actually from where I am. But he had an uncle in South Carolina who had a slave plantation. But prior to the Civil War, South Carolina was wanting to secede from the Union at that time, just them by themselves. And he persuaded them not to secede from the Union because he was a strong, quote unquote, Union man. All right. So that might have been what Donald Trump might have been hinting at. But I doubt it. I doubt it because, I mean, his the things that he says tells me that this man really don't know U.S. history, and he don't really know, you know, these individuals that he be speaking about. Maybe somebody told him something, or he read some propaganda
right.
or something, and then he just comes off the top of his head. But remember, I did about an hour-long video on the similarities between Donald Trump and Andrew Jackson. Both of them ran on a populist campaign platform appealing to poor white racists and what have you. And also giving his friends and those who helped him get elected, you know, these jobs in the federal government, whether or not they were qualified for those positions or not. So I will have to go back, Brother Jerry, and listen to the interview to see what the question was that he gave that crazy answer about. I'm kind of in the dark about the actual question, but his answer was totally ridiculous. But I would point out that while it didn't prevent the Civil War, they came to a compromise that he was talking about in ending the Civil War. And that is when Lincoln sat down with the Confederates, the Confederates representatives, and they wrote the 13th Amendment, which did not abolish slavery. So that's that compromise
right.
that he's talking about that Trump doesn't even know about. That was the compromise to end the Civil War, was the 13th Amendment that allowed them to put people into slavery as long as they were first convicted of these made-up, man-made crimes like Dave talked about, legislating freedom, legislating what you can and cannot do. So I hope that answers your question, Jerry.
Yeah, and, you know, great, great question. And I just want to add to that. The significance to me, that's just to me, the significance to me is that what we talk about here on Tando a lot now, the untied states of America. they're going to be rehashing that overall to untie this whole thing. And that's what we're going to start to see, where you're going to start to have the overall crisis that's going to bring about the ununion, the untying of the United States, and that's the Civil War. Then that, what could bring that type of calamity? Debt, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. If you pay all your bills and then somebody else is not paying their bills, let's say you're renting a house from someone and you've been paying them, but they haven't been paying the overall mortgage on it, and then you get evicted because of it, you're going to be quite upset. You're going to be quite upset. Basically, when you've been doing all that you could do, upholding your so-called end of the force deal, because all of this debt is really coercion and fraudulent and pushed on you by fraudulent measures, then you find out how much of a fraud it is, but by the time you find out is because it untook everything from you. When people lose everything that they've been working for, they go crazy. They go from civilized to feral really, really quickly. And that's what the system knows, and that's what it wants. Then they could bring in a heavy hand to suppress that and to destroy that. And this is known as what I like to say, the untied states. Now, Jerry asked two other questions. I want to address those before we're going to get out of here. And we're going to have to get out of here a little bit earlier today. We got 3 minutes. Okay. How much precious metals is enough? I would say this. Anytime you have cash that you've already paid and you've acquired the food, you acquired the staple goods that you need, and then whatever cash you have left, some of that you should use, hold on to some of that cash for just incidentals, and then the rest needs to always continuously be going into real assets. How much wealth should you be acquiring is really the question. How much wealth? Well, how much sovereignty and self-determination do you want? That's really the answer to that. I think that anytime you should never see, one of the things that this system has taught us is that we honor and consider cash as money. That's the first thing that we have to break. So what has to happen is that, yes, you need different forms of different things. Real money is what the great creator has given you for sustainability. You're always going to need to save in money. So if you have 1 ounce of silver, you work on getting two. I don't care if you have 1,000,000 ounces of silver, you work on getting 1,100,000. You continuously. But do you overextend yourself? Do you put yourself in such a bind that you... No. But what I do say is that one of the things about saving, and when you become a real saver, is that it prevents you from being a consumer. A consumer mind and a saving mind don't work together. It's unevenly yoked. So if you have a consumer mind, you'll never be able to save. If you have a saver's mind, you won't be a consumer. So the importance of that is you. How important is it to you? What are you going to be determined as being essential? Okay, everyone, need to get out of here. Much love, much respect. Great question, Jerry, as always.
Brother Dave, sorry.
Everyone, continue to watch what's going on, and we will have a guest coming on tomorrow.
Before you close out, you got one more call. Brother Davis want to make a final comment.
Okay, definitely. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, I wanted to also ask you, Brother Jerry, you can create value in your occupational ability to be a working part of the community. You have to use all of the assets that you possess in order to structure yourself to be a part of the whole. Because I'm going to tell you something, regardless of how much silver and gold you have, if you don't have the ability to secure it, you leave yourself open anyway. So always look at yourself as being your greatest value and move outwardly from there. I just wanted to add that.
Yes, you are your greatest asset. And then what you always want to do is you always want to leverage yourself in as many, because one of the things is that when you have a barter system, you're trading asset for asset. But we've been so taught to trade our intrinsical assets for nothing, for debt, for lies, for deception. Very, very, very important that we break that overall understanding. And many of us, you know, we've been schooled and deceptive tactics for a reason. Because when you don't value assets, the system definitely does. And by them doing that, they are able to what? Acquire many assets to their benefit, and they have sovereignty. And this is what we want to ensure that is not going to be adversely used against you all. So much love, much respect. We are going to get out of here, and it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, brother Bragg. If you're around, if you would chime us out of here, I would greatly appreciate it. If not, everyone, remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later, and we will talk soon. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.